Sermon title, thank you for asking. Sermon title, I like to come up with a lot of sermon titles, but I might come up with a new one. But right now, the sermon title is Take Back Your Life. Take back your life. See, it's time that the church rise up and recognize. I've got it right on your prayer journal. If you haven't bought a prayer journal yet, buy one today. It costs you $10. Right inside of it is in the opening first or second page, I've got a list of, I think it's 17 or 19 or 12, I don't know what it is, of things that I do in the morning. One of the things that is on that list, one of the last things, but I want you to start doing it every single morning. I want you to start to bind and loose. Somebody say bind and loose. Bind and loose. Every single day, you know what? Start to understand the authority that you have on this earth to bind some stuff. How many have some things going on in your life? And if they were bound, you'd be a happier camper. Come on. How many have some things in your life that you would like more abundance in that area in your life? Amen. See, you and Jesus himself has said, it's one of the many times I taught you this last week, 25 times, over 25 times in just John, Jesus says, assuredly I say to you. Just 25 times just in John, and then we read it all the time in Matthew and Mark and Luke. Jesus is saying this because he's about to tell us something that seems, everybody say seems. Okay, act like you're an actress in Hollywood and say, seems. You get the point. It seems too good to be true. But God is saying this to you today. He was saying this to them, but he's saying it to you today. And here's what he's saying. Assuredly, I say to you, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose will be loosed. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You are the critical component here. See, there's two kingdoms. How many know there's just two kingdoms? And you are agreeing with one kingdom all the time or another kingdom all the time. You're signing. I'll show it to you. You're signing, you know what, the commitment to, yep, you're lining yourself up to say, yep, that's going to happen in my life. Yep. That's going to happen in my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're making... That's not going to happen in my life. But you're agreeing with one kingdom or the other kingdom all the time. You agree with it. You agree with it, with the words that are coming out of your mouth. Wow. Here, give me both mics. I'm going to preach with two mics today. Okay. So you understand what I'm saying. You're coming in agreement with someone. Listen, if there was a special powder, you know what, that I gave you, and every morning if you took that powder, boom, you were just like, boom, Mr. Skinny. Like all your excess fat just, boom, went away. You're just like shredded, you know what? Just boom. You're like, How many know if you took that every day, if that's what happened, how many know there wouldn't be at 3 o'clock, you would not ever say, oh, I forgot to take my powder today. See, listen. There are scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. Jesus taught this. I could teach this from any book in the Old or the New Testament because it's so prevalent. You know why? Because it is the system of God. Jesus calls the things that are not as though they were. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus does. Everything that you see didn't exist before he said it. Your words are spiritual containers that contain, you know what, words of connection to some kingdom. And when you come in agreement with that kingdom, boom, Jackson, you're going to get it. I don't believe that. It don't make any difference whether you believe it or not. Because it's happening in your life. Amen? How many know it don't make any difference? Yeah, I don't believe in gravity. I don't believe in gravity. Great, let's go up on a plane. I'll shove you out. How many know at some point in time, when you're going down, you're going to get a revelation that gravity works. Amen? I'm telling you, listen, that's what the Bible says. I'll show it to you all the time. That's what the Bible says. Joshua 1:8. Go ahead, guys, get ready to go back. Joshua 1:8. Go ahead, go there. Joshua, up here on the screens. Joshua 1:8. Look what it says. This book of the law shall not depart from your what? From your mouth. What's mouth in Spanish? What? Woca? Boca? Oh, voca. You said B, you said V. I just listened to him. One time, here, this true story. One time, because we have materials that we'll use, and you know what, I'd get somebody to translate it, and then finally, Pastor George, he's so gentle and so sweet, he finally came up to me after we're saying the wrong thing over and over in Spanish. I mean, no, I don't know we're saying the wrong thing in Spanish. I just believe it's voca. You know what I mean? I don't know. Boy. Okay. Pastor George finally comes up to me and says, hey, Pastor Drew, you can have anybody translate it if you want, but if you're going to print it up, please let me look at it first. I'm not ripping on you, I'm just saying. Okay, boca, okay? This book of law shall not depart from your boca. Right? You shall meditate on it day and night. Somebody say meditate on it. Ooh, I don't believe in meditation. Hello, this is what the Bible says, amen? I said, this is what the Bible says. You know what this word meditation means? You know what, let me illustrate meditation. Here's what it means. It means that you're muttering it out of your mouth. Hey, how many of you ever had a bad day? You know what I mean? It's like, you know what? She hates me, and he hates me, and everybody hates me. Ooh, you know what? She hates me, he hates me. Ooh, I'm going to eat a worm today. You know what I mean? What? See, you are meditating on something all the time. And then you meditate on it, and guess what happens when you meditate on it? You speak it out of your mouth. Is this true? My husband, he's so. Well, why are you saying that? Why in the world would you agree with the kingdom of darkness about your spouse? Why would you do that? He's your spouse. Why would you do that? Can I tell you why? Because you're meditating on the fact that for the 38th time he went to the grocery store and the one thing that you asked him to get, he didn't get. He got the Twinkies and he got the ding-dongs. You know what? But all you wanted was the milk, amen? Right? Come on, right? And you justify yourself. I'm just saying, you can do whatever you want, but you're going to come in agreement with your family. You're going to come in agreement with your spouse. You're going to come in agreement with your finances. You're going to come in agreement with your physical body. You're going to come in agreement. You're agreeing on something with some kingdom all the time. And so this, you know what? Think right, speak right. Speak right, act right. Act right, live right. I'll do that again, give you a chance to take a breath, give you a chance to say amen. Think right, speak right. Speak right, act right. Act right, live right. Amen. Are you learning something today? This is all in the Bible. This is layered upon layer upon layer in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Story in the New Testament. Story after story in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Story after story. What are you thinking? What do you think your past is about? Joshua is going to stay here. We'll get there. And we're still going back to Matthew 18:18. Somebody help me remember that. No, not yet. Ooh, good. I like that. You're on it. Not yet. Go back to Joshua 1:8. Joshua is dealing with people. You know what these people's parents did? They just complained. Complain. Listen, if you're a complainer, stop it. You're not going to complain and live a life with joy. Full of joy. Complaining out of your mouth doesn't produce joy. And watch this. And meditating on the wrong thing produces complaining. Guys, if you're complaining, go deeper and recognize, hello, Houston, we got a problem. What's the problem? You're not meditating on the word. What does meditation mean? Look it up in the Hebrew. I'll tell you what it means in the Hebrew. It means that you're saying, you're muttering out of your mouth. Let me give you, for instance, my mom hates me. My dog hates me. My kids hate me. My hairdresser hates me. Okay. All right. Father, thank you. If God is for me, oh God, you said in your word, if God is for me, God is for me. Watch that. I'm going to start tying just scriptures together, because when you start meditate on the word, the Bible says in light, Proverbs, Psalm says in light, there's light. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit starts quickening you to these other scriptures. Oh my goodness. You know what? I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for a hope and a future. What am I just connected? I just connected one scripture to another scripture. What am I doing? I'm meditating. Oh, if God is for me, who can be against me? Oh, God. You know what? Jesus, who went to the cross for me. You know what? He saw the joy that was set before him. Oh, God, who was the joy that was set before him? I was the joy that was set before him. What am I doing? I'm just meditating. If God is for me, who can be against me? God will set up a table for me in front of my enemies. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. Why? Because God is for me. Well, how did I get that? Here's how I got that. By meditating. Just, you know what it means? It means you're just muttering out of your mouth. God is for me. God is for me. God is for me. For me. For me. For me. You can go right from that. I'm teaching you something. You go right from that to God is for me. You know what? Oh, Lord, you're good. Oh, Lord, you're good. Lord, you are good to who do you think died for you? Why do you think Jesus, when he asked three times, "Let this cup pass over me," why do you think he got up and said, "Come on, guys, we gotta go"? You know why? Because when the Father said, "There's no other way, son," the Son said, "Okay, then I'm getting up, because let me tell you what, these people are worth it." Oh, Lord, you are good. Oh, Lord, you are good. Lord, you're so good to me. How many know that is a lot different than... Here, just qualify this. Whose kingdom do you think this person is meditating on? You make me sick. You're so stupid. Will you ever get it right? You're so ignorant. You know what you're like? You're just like your dad. I tell you what, I'm going to forgive you, but I will never, you hurt me so bad, I will never forget it. Oh, but Pastor, that's true. I'm sorry, what scripture did you get that in the Bible? So I'm not saying it's not true for your life. I'm saying, what did you just do? The Bible says, you know, with God, all things are possible. Here, let me ask you, you ever forget something? You can forget what you want to forget. You stop meditating on it, you'll forget it. Amen. No, that was just a lie that some of you heard your aunt say, your uncle say, your cousin say, a bunch of hurt people. You know what? Just taking offense. And guess what? It becomes, you know what it becomes? It becomes a stronghold in your life. See, your position. Oh, my goodness. Man, I just can't. I need two microphones today. Amen. I got both guns loaded. I don't even know where to go. Okay, but God is good. God is good. He leads me, so I'm going all in the right place. So you know what? Meditate is just regurgitating it in not just your mind. It's speaking it out of your mouth over and over and over and over again. Don't let this depart from your what? Well, I don't believe. You believe whatever you want to believe. I don't know about you. You believe what you want. You can listen to those ding-dongs on the internet who do not believe what Jesus said, which is, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. You can listen, I'm telling you what. I got a whole New Testament and Old Testament filled with scriptures that seem unbelievable, but I don't care. You know what? I ain't going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to crazy people on the internet. I'm going to meditate on the word day and night. And the more that I do, the more that I'm meditating on it. Listen, if you think right, you'll speak right. If you speak right, you'll act right. If you act right, you'll live right. And you'll start to, watch this, you'll start to walk in the goodness of God will start happening in your life. Not coincidentally, not like, oh man, that dude's so lucky. He is not lucky, he's smart. He has learned to shut your mouth. Here's a revelation. Here, it's not even in my notes. Shut your mouth. Pastor, I don't think that's not a very, is that one of your points? It is now, amen. Here, let me, you don't have a scripture for that. Oh, I do have a scripture for that. You know what? Pastor George will confirm this. There's somewhere in the Bible. Oh, yeah, it's in James. Here's what it says. Be slow to speak. Why? Because here's the thing. Your emotions get caught up in all your crazy talk. Oh, come on, I'll preach it over here. Come on, somebody can relate to what I'm saying. Your emotions get caught up with what your words, and then you start talking craziness. You start to agree with the wrong kingdom. And then it doesn't make any difference whether you, oh, I don't think, you know, I know the Bible says death and life are the power of the tongue, but I don't really believe that really happened. Oh, it happens, Buster Brown. It happens, Buster Brown. You know what you are? You're a culmination of everything that you've spoken in your life. That's what your life is. You want to change your life? Then change it. You want to change your life? Change what you're thinking, and you'll change what you're saying. Change what you're saying, and you'll change how you act. Change how you act, and you'll change how you live. And you'll look, and it won't be very long, and you'll look back, and you'll be like, oh, I don't know why. You know what? I'm blessed coming in and blessed coming out. So Joshua is given the plan. Look at your neighbor and say, he's got the plan. Okay, and the plan doesn't make any sense. But how many know God's ways are higher than our ways? He's got the plan. What's the plan? Go outside, tell these people to walk around the city. Listen, I am going to give this city into your lap. The Israelites, they were able, they were blessed, they were able, all the spoilage, all the blessings of Jericho became theirs. Can I tell you why? Not coincidentally, but purposefully. Are you learning something? What does Joshua tell the Israelites? He tells the Israelites the same thing that Jesus told the man whose daughter, we looked at it last week, whose daughter was sick to the point of death. And then they came up to him and they said, "Don't bother him anymore. She's dead." He told them the same thing. It was like, don't be, well, it was not word for word, but here's what he did. He started to understand, I've got to control my emotions. I cannot let circumstances, I cannot let talking, I cannot let negative, you know what? I can't let the garbage from the wrong kingdom influence me. So Jesus says this. He says to the Father, he said, or he tells the people, you know what? You ain't, hey guys, you ain't coming with us. How many know people who just can't shut up? How many sitting to somebody like that? How many are sitting next to somebody like that? Okay, I didn't say raise your hand, okay? I don't want to get you in trouble, right? But a better question, how many of you are like that? Where their circumstances can get you to agree in the wrong kingdom. So here's what he says. He says to this guy, hey guys, you know what? Y'all aren't coming with us. And then when he gets over the house and they're all wailing and crying and having going, he's like, hey, you're not coming upstairs. You know what I said to the first service? Actually, I'm not sure if it's upstairs. You look it up when you get home or something. But you're not coming into the girls' room. I said to the first service, I said this. You know what? This generation is going to be held to a high degree of responsibility. Can I tell you what? Just because the technology that we have, I can be working in my yard and listening to the word all the time. Or I can be listening to, you know what, whatever. You know, it only takes a minute, girl. To fall in love, it only takes a minute, girl. Yeah, Pastor, that's so silly. No, let me tell you what's silly. And then you go to the honky tonk, you know what? And you know what? And you see some chick, you know what, sitting in the bar, and you're like, "Oh, I love you, man." We locked eyes, and it boom. And I recognized it only takes a minute. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? What are we doing? We're just meditating on the wrong thing. We just don't understand. No, you ought to go. You should have a revelation when you're walking in the honky tonk. This might not be a good time, place to find my soulmate. Hello, somebody. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. But you're coming in agreement. Jesus said, I'm telling you what. You have authority on this earth. And if you'll start to take authority, like I have right in your prayer journals every day, that before you're up, before you leave, you know what, you spend your 10 minutes just talking to God, asking him, then you spend 10 minutes, you're quiet. But before you leave, you start to say, Father, I just bind that spirit of fear that just permeates me as far as this is concerned. I just bind that in the name of Jesus. I bind that in my kids. I see the errors. There'll be things the Holy Spirit will show you about your kids that you need to bind. You need to take that authority that you have and bind it over your kids. You need to loose things, you know what, in your family. You need to think the things that are in your life that God has said, you know what, you take responsibility for your life. You know what? Don't. Here. Let me give you another scripture. If you abide in me, somebody help me out. If you abide in me, Jesus said this, and my words abide in you, then you will ask. Here, let me give you another one. That if we pray the word of God, we know that he hears us, and if we know that he hears us, we can have the petitions that we ask. These are not scriptures taken out of context. These are jugular scriptures in the Bible. I could teach it all day long. You know what? And when you start to recognize your authority, I don't care what the jokers on the internet make fun of this. They belittle it. They're sarcastic, and you know what? They're scoffers. Well, watch out, Buster Brown, because when you start scoffing what Jesus said, assuredly I say unto you, you're on the wrong camp. And I ain't going to be on that camp. I'm a believing believer. I will believe the supernatural. I will call. Yeah, how many of the Bible calls us to be imitators of God? What does God do? God who calls the things that aren't as though they are. As a matter of fact, the King James says, he calls the things that aren't as though they were. He's saying, if it exists, it doesn't exist, but boom, I'm gonna act like it does exist, and I'm gonna act like existed were past tense. You figure out that one. It's God just telling you, guys, that's Jesus. You know what Jesus did? He spoke to the wind. He said, peace be still. When he spoke to the wind, was it windy or was it peaceful? Yeah, before, like huge hurricane. When he spoke to Lazarus, was Lazarus alive or dead? He was dead, 4 days. How many know that's really dead? That's really deadish dead. Amen? How many know, see, what am I pointing out? When he told the guys to put the water in the pots, okay? All this is before. He calls the things that aren't as though it were. Well, but yeah, but that was Jesus. Jesus said, the works that I do, you'll do, and greater works. Jesus said this. Jesus, here, put this in your purse and swing it. You know what? The woman with the issue of blood, she said. So the Bible said, she said in her heart. Yeah, but she was just thinking that. No, from the heart, the mouth speaks it. She said it. Amen. What did she say? What did she see? She saw Jesus as who he was. She had meditated Jesus. I don't know where she got it. Well, probably because Jesus' miracles, he'd done so many miracles. You know what? She believed that Jesus was her healer. Amen. Well, yeah, but nothing. You know what? Jehovah Rapha. God has revealed himself to us. Don't forget all his benefits. Guys, start to believe for the unbelievable. Start to believe what others can't, you can. You just got to meditate on the word day and night. You just got to turn off the KFWB news. Amen. Are you learning something? See, and if you listen to all the secular singers, how many know the secular singers, you know what? They can get up on stage and say, oh, you know what? How many know it doesn't make any difference? Secular singers, oh, bless God, bless God, bless Jesus. And then they sing trash and garbage. That is good, is it not? You're like, oh, they love God. You know, the Bible says, look at their tree. I don't know, do you really have time to listen to that? Do you really have time to smoke that? Amen. Do you really have time to drink that? Do you really have time to say that? No. I mean, today is the first day of the rest of my life. Here's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be slow to speak. Why is that so important? Because when you're slow to speak, you give the Holy Spirit a time to say,
wrong kingdom.
How many hear what we're saying? How many is it making sense? Come on. How many is God speaking to you? How many is God convicting you as saying, man, I talk way too much? I'm agreeing. How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor, I want to say today, I've agreed way too much in the wrong kingdom. How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. Father, you see our hands up, my hands up. Help today to be a jugular day in our life. Help this word to sear in our hearts. Help us to be what James says, to be slow to speak. Help the word not to depart from our mouth. Father, help us. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.